But what if one of the biggest reasons people never become spiritually strong is not because they don't love God, but because they keep living in bursts instead of building a steady walk? I believe a lot of people know how to get started. They know how to get stirred. They know how to have a moment. They know how to respond at an altar. They know how to feel inspired for a day or two. But they don't know how to stay steady. And in the kingdom of God, listen, intensity can impress people for a moment. But the reality is consistency is what builds a life. So welcome to the program today. My name is James Epperly, and I want to thank you for being with me today. We are wrapping up our series called Kingdom Habits. We've been talking about all week long. And today, I want to talk to you about consistency over intensity. Consistency over intensity. And if you have been a person who's ever started strong, but struggled to keep going, then this teaching is for you. So let's get into the Word of God together. I'd like to just say this right at the beginning, that intensity is not bad, right? There are powerful moments in God. A lot of times intensity can be that propeller that gets you started, gets you going, right? So intensity isn't bad. There are powerful moments in God. There are fresh encounters. There are seasons where a fire falls on your heart in a unique way. There are moments of deep conviction and, you know, we develop a strong hunger and celebrate a bold surrender. And listen, I thank God for those moments. But as wonderful as those moments are, they can never replace daily faithfulness. They can never replace daily faithfulness. Why? Because intensity can start something, but consistency is what builds something. And that's why this is important, because listen, a lot of people have intense beginnings, but a weak follow through. They start reading the Bible for 3 hours a day, which is like all in, right? Like it's strong. And then quit after 4 days. They pray intensely for one weekend and then disappear from the secret place for a week. We can build radical declarations, but never build sustainable habits. And listen, when we live that way, the results, it is always frustration. Not because they don't care, not because they don't love God, but because they have mistaken passion for formation. And again, I want to clarify, passion matters, fire matters, hunger matters. But if those things are not supported by daily consistency, come on, we know this, then your life will never become stable. So God is not just looking for one dramatic yes from you. He's looking for a life that keeps saying yes. I like that. He's looking for a life that keeps saying yes. We might have said yes at one point, you know, along the way somewhere. But God's saying, listen, I need a consistent yes, day over day, moment over moment. And one of the great themes of scripture is really steadfastness. Not just exciting beginnings or emotional moments or good intentions, but steadfastness, showing up, remaining planted, continuing in truth, being found faithful when it's ordinary, being found faithful even when it goes unnoticed. How am I being found when emotions are consistency like a boring, but listen, in the kingdom of God, consistency is beautiful. Consistency is beautiful. Listen, that means your life is rooted. It means your life, your devotion is real. It means your faith is not being driven only by emotion. That's why I love what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:58. He says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, showing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Just taking care of a few comments. YouTube's a great thing. But I love that it said, be steadfast, be immovable. That's strong language. It speaks of a life that has a weight to it. Life that it is not easily pushed over by mood or pressure or delay or distraction. Listen, and I believe many believers need that word right now. That, come on, we got to move beyond inspiration. But we got to grow some roots. We got to get some depth. We got to go deeper in our faith. Not another emotional spike. But come on, we are going to be obedient long-term. We are going to be, what's that book that we talked about in Good Morning Live maybe 2 years ago? I think it was Faithfulness in the Long Direction. I forget, but anyway, it was a good, but it was about that. It was about being steady and being faithful for a long time, for just that consistency, that obedience. Because the people, listen, who bear lasting fruit are usually not the ones where they were the most intense, right? They're the ones who just stayed faithful over time. And this is one of the, listen, the most common spiritual problems that people face. We know how to begin, but then we struggle to continue. And continuing is where maturity is built. Anybody can make a decision for a moment. Anybody can feel stirred in the right atmosphere, get the choir going, get the lights going, get the atmosphere right. Anybody can make a bold commitment while the music is playing and the message is fresh. But what happens on Tuesday? What happens next week? What happens when life gets busy and no one is there applauding you and the choir's left? What happens when you don't feel it as much? And I said, I'm preaching to me myself, right? But that's not where faith steps in. Faith doesn't step in when emotion is high and feeling is high. You don't need faith when you feel it. You need faith when you don't, right? So faith steps in when the emotions are gone, when the feelings are gone, when the spike, you know, of adrenaline is gone, and it's just you and the choice and the commitment that you made. That's when faith steps in. Because spiritual maturity is not proven only by how high you can go in the moment. It's proven by whether you can remain faithful in the ordinary. And friends, this is where most people lose traction. This is why, you know, gyms do so well at January 1st, right? Because everybody's making a change. But listen, you sign up January 1st for the gym and don't follow through, it's just a waste of money. And a lot of people think, listen, well, if I don't feel the intensity, then something is wrong. And that is not true. Some of the strongest seasons of growth in your life will not feel dramatic, but they will feel steady, quiet, faithful, rooted. So listen, don't mistake quiet faithfulness for spiritual weakness. Don't mistake a quiet season as a season that God has abandoned you or God's doing nothing. That might be the very season that there's not a lot going on externally, but roots are going deeper. Strength is going deeper. So sometimes you are growing the most when you are simply staying planted and continuing doing the right things day in and day out. And friends, listen, this is important because a lot of believers get discouraged because growth feels slower than they expected. We surrender to God and believe that, you know, within 24 hours, it's all going to be different. You know, have you ever like started a fast and it's like, you know, 12 hours into it, you're on the scale and you're like, well, nothing's changed. And you're like, I mean, come on, I skipped my breakfast. Something should change. We want quick transformation, quick breakthrough, quick maturity, quick answers, quick fruit. But God often works more slowly than our flesh prefers. Why is that? Because God is not only interested in producing quick excitement, He's interested in producing long-lasting fruit. And lasting fruit usually grows through process. Roots grow deeper, then the tree grows, and then the fruits grow. Roots, growth, and then fruit. And this is why you cannot despise slow growth. Because listen, a seed in the ground does not look impressive at first. Roots are invisible. Early growth can look small and insignificant, but it does not mean nothing is happening. I'm just trying to encourage somebody out there who you feel like, come on, I've been following God. I've been doing what they said is, you know, the scripture says that we should be doing. I've been trying to be faithful. I've been trying to do the right things, and it doesn't seem like anything's working. And there are believers who get frustrated because they don't see the dramatic change overnight. So what do? They abandon the very habits that were beginning to form the strength in them. And don't do that. Don't walk away from prayer because you didn't feel it work instantly. Don't walk away from the word of God because, it just feels like, well, it's not really having any effect. Don't walk away from church and giving and obedience or serving because the fruit doesn't seem immediate. Slow growth is still growth. And roots matter. Why? Because when the storm comes in, right? What did Jesus say? It's going to rain on the just and the unjust. So when the storm comes in, shallow lives will always collapse quickly. The house built on the sand will sink. But rooted lives will endure. Those whose roots go deep. Come on, the tree may not look grand. It may not look glorious. But if its roots are deep, that it will survive. You can have a massive tree. That is like, wow. I mean, that's incredible. It's cool. But if the roots aren't deep or the root system is failing, one storm can topple that thing. But you've got a tree whose roots go deep. Come on, the wind can blow. That tree's bending. It's swaying. It's moving. But it never comes up out of the ground. Why? Because it's got a strong, healthy root system. It knows how to endure the storm. I'm preaching good this morning. That's why Hebrews 12 says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance, the race set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Run with endurance. Not just energy, not just emotion, but endurance. The Christian life is not only a sprint. It is a race that requires staying power. Yeah, I've been saved since I've been 8 years old and been in church all of my life. And, you know, it's such a sad thing when I see people who I've grown up with and did life with in different seasons and strong in faith and strong in serving and strong in ministry. And you run into them somewhere down the road and you're like, hey, what's going on in your life now? And they're not serving God. They're not in church. They've fallen off the cliff kind of somewhere in regards to their faith. And you're like, man, what happened? They were so strong. They were so there, right? Because listen, starting power isn't the key. Endurance, staying power is the key. And notice what the scripture says endurance requires, laying aside weights, laying aside sin, keeping your eyes constantly on Jesus, that constant surrender. So this teaches us that consistency is not just about, let's try harder, but it's about removing what keeps draining your strength. And listen, some people are not inconsistent because they lack desire. They are inconsistent because they keep carrying too many weights. Unnecessary distractions, competing priorities, unhealthy rhythms, patterns of procrastination, spiritual clutter. And if you don't remove the things that weaken your consistency, you will keep repeating the same cycle. That's why all this week we're talking about habits that matter, habits that build a strong spiritual life, habits that will lead you to destiny. Because it's not, again, I know sometimes in church and preachers, you know, we talk about destiny as this thing that's out there somewhere. Maybe one day we'll get it. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. He formed you in your mother's womb. He knows your destiny. He knows why you're called to this earth. But the reality is many people will leave this earth never accomplishing the destiny that God planned for them. Not because God didn't make a way, not because often they didn't want it. It's because we have built unhealthy rhythms and patterns. We haven't stayed consistent in our everyday life. So we have strong starts. All right, we're starting next week. We're going to do this thing. Jumping in this thing. We're going to get there. We're going to walk there. It's going to happen, right? And then suddenly we don't stay consistent. We step out of the game. And then as a result, forfeit the plan and the purpose of God for our life. So a part of building a steady life is asking, what keeps interrupting my faithfulness? What is it that keeps knocking me off course, that keeps pulling me out of rhythm? Listen, because endurance isn't accidental. It is protected. It's protected. I would not have a prayer life if I didn't have a protected prayer life. What I mean by that, I mean, for anyone who just takes prayer casually as, oh, well, you know, yeah, I usually do it around that time, but listen, what will instantly happen? And I'm telling you this from experience. Cheryl's on here. She can tell you from experience. Is the enemy will come in. You will get distracted. All hell will break loose in your life. Your calendar will get all array. And then suddenly that prayer time that you purposed in your heart to meet with God. Well, I'll do it this afternoon. Great intentions. This afternoon comes what happens. So I'll do it this evening. And before you know it, we've missed it. Now we're days out. We haven't prayed. We haven't studied. Why? Because it has to be protected. Endurance is not accidental, it's protected. A strong prayer life is a protected prayer life. A strong word life is a protected word life. Yeah, I know we've got some crises. I know we've got some irons in the fire, but you know that saying that they have now, but coffee first. No, I know there's stuff going on, but the word first, but prayer first. I'll call you back in a minute. I got to pray. I got to get in my word, right? A successful spiritual life is a protected spiritual life. So some people live in the cycle of spiritual explosions of energy, just then followed by collapse. They go all in for a moment, take on too much, make unsustainable commitments, live in an unrealistic pace. And then what do? We burn out and pull back completely. But that's not maturity. That's instability. I always tell people, I would rather you take one verse of scripture, study it, know it, chew on it, than to walk away and say, yeah, I read four chapters today. Great. If you can do that and sustain that, wonderful. But don't set yourself up for failure, right? Because listen, we're looking for maturity, and that's always found in being faithful. So a sustainable walk with God is better than a consistent spiritual whiplash, right? I'm not talking about losing that hunger and that draw for more. I'm not talking about, well, just, hey, let's not have any, you know, explosions, any burst of energy in our faith, any of the fire of God that draws us. I'm not saying that we lose those things, right? I'm not saying, oh, well, then let's just lower our devotion time. Pastor said we only need to read one verse. I'm just talking about building a life that can last. When the fire's hot, strike while the fire's hot, right? Like if God's stirring something and the fires are burning, lean in, go after more. But just make sure that, you know, when the fires pull back, that you come on, we're going back to that consistent prayer and study life, that consistency of following God day in and day out. What I'm trying to say is even when you don't feel it, because I've been in seasons where the fire's burning in my heart. You couldn't pull me away from my prayer time, my Bible time, my worship time. If the building was on fire, I'll be with you in a minute. I'm spending time with God. But the reality is there are other days where I don't feel a thing spiritually, if I'm being honest, right? Where it's like, the last thing I want to do is crack this book open. But it's in that moment that consistency matters. It's what I do in that moment that will either keep pressing my life forward or cause me to slowly fall back. So I'm talking about building a life that will last. One that prays when you're tired, one that still reads the word when life gets busy, one that still shows up when emotions are gone, one that obeys when the moment is not dramatic. That's strength, because a life that only works when you feel the intensity is not maturity. Maturity builds rhythms that remain. And that, my friends, is why habits matter. That is why all this week we're talking about habits. That is why we're staying focused on this, because what we do consistently will build our lives, not what we feel momentarily, not what we, you know, suddenly do. No, consistency will build our lives. Habits matter. Cheryl says a disciple is a disciplined one who faithfully puts into practice what you know is right. Prayer, the word, worship, thanksgiving, serving, 100%. That is the difference between a fan and a disciple, is the consistency. A fan will show up for 2 hours at a concert, right? Show up on a Sunday morning, observe, participate. But a disciple never leaves, right? There are many crowds who followed the ministry of Jesus, saw the ministry of Jesus. But it was the disciples who stayed when the crowds left. It was the disciples who remained, you know, when the miracle was gone. So that's why it's so important, because listen, habits will carry you when feelings fluctuate. Habits will stabilize what emotion alone cannot sustain. Habits help obedience become repeatable. And our goal here in following Jesus is not to be impressive for a week. Our goal is to walk with God faithfully over a lifetime. That when we reach the gates of heaven, what do we hear him say? Well done, good and faithful servant. Over the consistency, the span of life. I love what Psalms 92 says. It says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord, those who are planted, have roots in the house of the Lord, shall flourish in the courts of our God. Notice that flourishing is connected to being planted. Flourishing, planted. Not drifting or bouncing around, right? Not being uprooted every time life feels different, but planted. There is power when we stay planted in the house of God. So never underestimate, friends, the spiritual significance of ordinary faithfulness. Never underestimate what is happening when you are opening that book when you don't feel like it. Never underestimate what is happening when you choose to spend your lunch break again in prayer. Even when you don't feel like it and you just want to scroll. That is where growth happens. That's where maturity happens. That's where your life changes. So here's the challenge for today. Choose consistency over intensity. Pick a few habits that you can actually sustain, right? that daily prayer time, that daily word rhythm, that commitment to church, that pattern of generosity that we talked about, a plan to stay planted and keep showing up even when you don't feel like it. Then protect those habits. Because remember, I said a successful prayer life is a protected prayer life. A successful money, a successful budget is a protected budget. A budget is great. I've made a million budgets in my day. I'm sure you have. And none of it matters. And all of it was wasted time and all of it was wasted paper if I didn't protect the budget, which most times I didn't. I had it on paper. I had it mapped out. I had it there. None of it mattered if I didn't protect it. None of it mattered if when other opportunities for spending or other, you know, moments of, hey, let's go do this. I got to protect the budget. So don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise things because they look small. Don't despise spiritual growth. When you know what? I've read the Bible consistently all week. It might have been for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but I was consistent. I was faithful. I'm building habits. I'm building patterns. Don't walk away from those moments because they're not dramatic. Don't let emotion be the only thing that drives your obedience, because what is repeated always becomes rooted. And what is rooted becomes fruitful. Remember this, a life of steady obedience will take you further than an occasional spurt of intensity ever will. So come on, I believe today that we're going to start some healthy habits, some healthy rhythms in our life. And it may not be, you know, again, that explosion of energy, that explosion of change, but it will be the habits that keep you for life, keep you serving God, keep you faithful, keep you connected. He said, abide in me and I in you. You are the vine. I'm the branch. Stay connected, stay planted, stay rooted, and it'll change your life. Let me pray for you today. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for every person watching today. Thank you that you are faithful. Thank you that you are steady and you are patient with us. And I pray for any of us today who have felt inconsistent and weary and discouraged, that you would strengthen them today. Help us build lives of steady obedience. Teach us to value rootedness, plantedness, and faithfulness. Give us grace not just to start, but to continue. Let our prayer become consistent. Let the word become consistent. Let generosity become consistent. Let our walk with you become stable and strong. And we ask you for endurance. We ask you for strength that remains. We ask you for grace to build habits that honor you and carry us through every season of life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I don't know if you can hear it or not, because these mics usually do a pretty good job of blocking out background noise, but I got a little girl over there who decided to wake up about 5 minutes ago, and she's not afraid to tell me that she woke up. So I got to get off of this for today and go pay attention to her. So thank you so much for being on with me today. I want to remind you, this weekend, be at Hope City Church. We have such an amazing service plan. I know the Spirit of God's going to be there. And of course, anytime the believers gather, the Spirit's there. And it has the power to change our lives. That's right, Cheryl. It is Jubilee. She's up and awake. So thanks for being on with me today. I believe I'll see you this weekend, Sunday at 9 or 11. Be blessed. Have an amazing day. And remember, God loves you. He's not mad at you. He's got a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now.